Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Hello, Sagittarius. It's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, November the 4th, and the whole week ahead. There's a full moon and it's in the sign of Taurus, and for you as a Sagittarian, what it means is over the next 2 weeks, concentrate on two main areas. First, you'll be devoted towards improving your health, or at least sorting out a health or medical situation. And the other area is work and employment. A full moon means the end of a situation, and over the next 2 weeks, you'll see what I mean. Here's your Sunday stars. Mercury is going to move into your sign. This is so good because it gives energy to your mental faculties and the way you think. So over the next few weeks, whether you're learning or studying, or whether you're communicating with people, corresponding, getting in touch, this is a very mobile time. And that means that mobility should be used by doing things like meeting people and going to new places. Here's your Monday stars. I want to hark back to yesterday's energy that Mercury brought into your sign, because over the next few weeks, this is a perfect time for you to look at travel plans and going somewhere new. It means getting out to see the world, whether in a close proximity where you live or going further afield. But the important thing is, as a Sagittarian, you are a wild rover, and that wildness and desire to keep on the move is made ever greater by Mercury now. Here's your Tuesday stars. Venus is going to move into your 12th house, but before she does, it does mean that friends and friendships are going to be incredibly important. Something that may have occurred in recent weeks when Venus was in your 11th house may not have got sorted or may not have got decided upon. But now is a chance, and it's your last day to do so, to make a decision that will affect a friend or a group of friends once and for all. And here's your Wednesday stars. Well, Venus is now totally in the sign of Scorpio, and that's your 12th house. Venus in the 12th house can be somewhat difficult because you don't know what she's thinking, which means that you don't know what somebody else is thinking. But suffice to say, either you've a secret admirer or you've a secret crush on somebody else. Now, how this pans out, well, you're going to see over the next few weeks. Here's your Thursday stars. The Sun and Pluto interlocked now in a sextile aspect makes this a very, very important time to work out your priorities. One is stuck in a very spiritual house and the other in a very material house. So what are you going to do now about your life? What's more important? Well, I would say this. Whatever you do financially or materially, there should be some kind of spiritual connection with it to make it all the more satisfying. Here's your Friday stars. The moon's in Leo and Mars is in Libra. This is nice. This is nice because it means that you are dynamic and it means that you can do a lot of things by focusing. If there's a problem, it's the square to the sun. And any square to the sun means that there's an ego problem. And it could come from you to somebody else. And that is the difficulty. So if you have a problem with someone, especially emotionally, stay clear of them today.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you for you.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.